was diagnosed with cancer a year ago, October 21st of 2020. My treatments were intense, 8 months or 8 rounds of intensive hospitalized chemotherapy. I am now, thank God, in remission and on a 2-year maintenance program. But, you know, the treatments are hard on me. I had 8 spinal taps while I was doing this. I have bone marrow biopsies, which is a surgery where they drill into my hips every few months just to make sure that the cancer stays away. I'm actually going for one next Wednesday. And there was a lot of pain associated with my kind of treatment. My doctor at the Mayo wrote me a prescription for medical marijuana. I wasn't that good with marijuana. I wasn't that kid in high school who did pot. I was too much of a rule follower. I never really had any fun. Very much a rule follower when I was a kid. So when he wrote the script for me, I said I would absolutely try it. I am not a person who smokes or vapes. I don't like that feeling in my lungs, so the vape did not work for me. There were pills that, you know, helped a little bit, certainly on my darkest days. And when I had lost a ton of weight in the beginning of my treatment and when I was very sick, it definitely helped with my appetite and helped me keep some weight back on. So it was beneficial for me. Now we are learning, as of yesterday, that medical marijuana will come in gummy and chewable forms, which is great news for somebody like me who doesn't necessarily love the other forms. Yet, we also learned that anxiety disorders will not be a qualifying condition, which really surprised me because certainly in this post-COVID world, so many people are suffering from depression, anxiety, lots of emotional well-being disorders that, you know, really affect their lives. Joining me to discuss all of this, get some questions answered, is Dr. Jacob Merriman from Life Medical, Minnesota Medical and Rehabilitation. Dr. Merriman, we are so glad to have you on the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So were you disappointed by the ruling that the anxiety disorders are not going to be covered by medical marijuana?
Really disappointed. You know, we worked fairly hard to submit the petitions. A lot of people submitted their own petitions. There was, the thing is, I've been working with medical cannabis since about 2015. I certified over 3,000 people personally, and I see them in follow-ups. And I have to say that the first things that usually improve in just about everybody are anxiety improves and people sleep better. And then, of course, all the other qualifying conditions also improve, like pain and, bowel disorders, et cetera, et cetera. But in just about everybody, they feel calmer and they sleep better. And I can't fathom, I don't understand why this was not approved as a qualifying condition. Anxiety. Makes no sense to me.
I was just going to ask you the same thing. Do you suspect that maybe people would be faking these disorders? I mean, what could be the reason?
I mean, people don't fake them. People come to, like, what I see is people come, let's say, for chronic pain, and we treat chronic pain, and cannabis works very well for that. And then in follow-up, they tell me, and by the way, I am much calmer and my anxiety is gone. They didn't even come for that. People don't fake things usually. I was a part of the working group for Minnesota Department of Health, where we were discussing making cannabis a qualifying or making anxiety a qualifying condition for medical cannabis. And there were several practitioners involved. And as far as I remember, I was the only one with any practical experience of working with people in medical cannabis program. There were people there, like psychiatrists, who were worried that cannabis may cause anxiety. And actually, that's a reasonable fear because it does. But usually you see anxiety from street cannabis, where it's not balanced, people are not managed by medical professionals like they are in Minnesota Medical Cannabis Program. And so you would expect something like that from street cannabis, but I don't see it in medical cannabis program, because people are managed by the professional pharmacists, actually pharmacy doctors. That's the highest qualification. And if they have any side effects, they're managed, and people don't have side effects most of the time. So they don't get anxious. On the contrary, they calm down and they do a lot better. So I don't understand it.
So will you apply again? I mean, is this something that is reviewed every year?
It is. I mean, it's reviewed every year, but people have been submitting petitions since 2016. I have personally submitted one myself and then was involved last year with somebody else who submitted a petition. There was a whole group. And again, it's denied. And then I was involved in the work group with MDH. So I don't know where else, what else we can do. I think my feeling is that legislature needs to take it up and actually pass it. And then the Department of Health will agree.
Dr. Merriman, let me just ask you one more question.
Mm-hmm.
The gummies and edibles were added mm-hmm. to now what medical cannabis can offer. How is that different? Why were they added? And how will this change how it's delivered? How is that a good thing for patients?
Well, it gives more variety, I guess. Some people like them. I hear from people who try this sort of preparations in other states like Colorado or California, and they seem to like it. If it works good for some people, great. It's not a game changer. It's another oral form, and we've had drops and some other oral forms here for a while. Like I said, it's not a big game changer in my mind.
Okay, so it's the same medication, just a different form.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's good to have availability, yeah? And sorry.
No. Is there anything I didn't ask you about any of these new rules or anything about we need to know about medical cannabis that I didn't get a chance to ask you?
I don't know. I mean, to me, cannabis is one of the safest drugs. Cannabis is not the best treatment for anxiety. I've never said it was. There are other effective approaches, like specific nutritional supplements, talk therapy, hypnosis, yoga, homeopathy, etc. But when a drug is required, cannabis is the most effective and safest, in my opinion. It's way better than benzodiazepines, which are so addictive and dangerous. It's better than a lot of the antidepressants that are used for this. So, I don't understand the rationale for not allowing it.
Okay. And I know you will keep fighting for it. Dr. Jacob Merriman from Life Medical, Minnesota Medical and Rehabilitation. We appreciate your time and we appreciate your expertise today, sir.
Thank you.